Welcome to Topic 7, Speaking with Warmth, Clarity, and Truth. People skill confidence is not only about listening well, it is also about speaking well. Many people struggle with speech in one of two directions. Some speak with certainty but not much warmth. Their words may be technically true, but the tone feels sharp, impatient, or dismissive. Others speak with warmth but not much clarity. They want to be kind, but they become vague, apologetic, indirect, or afraid to say what needs to be said. In Christ, we are invited into a better way. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt speech proceed out of your mouth, but such as is good for building up as the need may be, that it may give grace to those who hear." That verse does not say never speak hard things. It says our speech should give grace according to the need. Sometimes the need is encouragement. Sometimes the need is clarity. Sometimes the need is correction. Sometimes the need is a boundary. Sometimes the need is a question. Sometimes the need is silence before more words. Warmth before certainty does not mean truth becomes weak. It means truth is carried by agape love. Agape love seeks the true good of another person before God. When we speak as organic humans in Christ, our words are not only information. Our words come through our whole person. Our spiritual nature thinks, believes, trusts, fears, hopes, loves, and speaks inwardly. Our bodily nature also participates through tone, facial expression, posture, timing, breath, volume, and pace. This is why gracious self-conversation matters before we speak. A person may say inwardly, "I have to win this," or "They will reject me if I am honest," or "I must sound impressive," or "I cannot be corrected." Those inward sentences shape outward speech. A wiser inward sentence may be, "Lord Jesus, help me speak with warmth, clarity, humility, and truth." Warm speech does not flatter. Clear speech does not attack. Truthful speech does not humiliate. Gracious speech does not avoid reality. This week, you will practice letting your words build up according to the need. You will learn to ask what needs to be said, what does not need to be said. What tone would serve love? What timing would serve wisdom? What would help this person hear truth without being shamed? Reflection question: where do you tend to lose warmth, clarity, or truth when you speak? Gentle next step. Before one conversation this week, pause and pray, "Lord Jesus, help my words give grace according to the need."